mishtamish betaga cholim, that a person who uses the kisa shel Torah for himself is going to die. Bigmara peg yair nan hasam udi yishtamish betaga cholim tani rishlokish v'hamishtamish b'misha shayna halachis, that it's someone who, if you use a Talmud Chacham to do something for you, that's also. Now, not clear whether it means the way he brings it over here, it sounds as if it's another one. Like he says, the Gemara says, Hamishtan Yishon Alachis, that's really the way he is going to be a farashid later on in the Maral, that it's Ke'ilu Rishlokis says that's what we're talking about. Not somebody who uses Kisa Shel Torah, but somebody who is Mishtamash with Talmud Chacham. In some ways, I mean, the Lechura, it's not clear if Rishlokis is going down a step or going up a step. In other words, is he saying that Mishtamash Yishayna Alachis is on a lower daga, a person, and still Becholza is, it's an Indian that is cholis, or is the pshat he's saying only somebody is mishnah shishan alos because it's a higher dagger? Lamasha, like the Gemara, you know, Hanibavloi Tipshoi, that they get up as a vetor, don't get up a Talmud Chacham. It's not clear so much from here what it is. We'll see later a little bit. Upiris said, Kilekach cholam min oilam, ibne shatayri yesh na kdusha loikis, kemoy kol dovash hu kodesh, sheshem shamayim chal olav. The kedush that Torah has a specific, there's a chalois shem shemayim. In other words, let's understand it. Just like when a person is a bailam on something, the whole music of bailus is something that we don't pay enough attention to the chiddush in bailus. A table is a table. The fact that a table can have my mitzvahs appended to it, that it can be Reuven's table, Shimon's table, is a chiddush. I mean, mechatesa, the sense of belonging is not pashut. A chalos kinyan is not a pashut thing. But there is a mitzvahs where a person has certain things that are mine, and the pshat is the mechuba to me, and you're not allowed to take them. There are inyanim that Shem Shemayim is chal on. It means that the word La Hashem, it's Shayach Hashem. It's very similar to what the Gemara says, you know, before a person makes a Baruch Hashem, Shemayim Shemayim Hashem, Varetz Hashem Adam. The things in the world are all Mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shaychus of things are with the Shem Hashem on it. And therefore, anything that has that's called Kodesh, the word Kedusha means it is Shayach to Hashem. So the general sense of whenever you use the word Kodesh or something means it belongs to a different realm of items. It's a difference between a Cheftah Shel Mitzvah and a Cheftah Shel Kedusha. A Cheftah Shel Mitzvah was used, it's mine, and used by me for a good purpose, but the object itself doesn't include in itself a Shaykh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim, so I can later throw it out and do whatever I want with it, be Mishtamash any way I want. Something that has a Shem Kodesh Chal on it, even when the Gemara Darshan's by Sukkah that you can't use the Eitzim because they're Muktzeh LeMitzvah, the lashon the Gemara uses, the limud the Gemara uses, is kedusha, and it's like hegdish, because the pshat is those things that are while it's being used as a mitzvah, it's shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillin even afterwards, but during the mitzvahs of the use of the mitzvah, it has a din that it's hooked to the mitzvah. Say, it's miyuad for something, and that's what's called kaddish. The din of someone who is chayev, someone who eats, who's nenem in a kochim, is chayev misa. Either, I mean, lahalach it's a machloikis, but either it's because the halach is like that, or the pshat is, even if the halach is only malchus, but it, the pshat is, it belongs, it, we can only give malchus, but mitzaret mitzias, a person should have been chayed misonet. So he says that anything which is halal of, So the klal is it's a marshal amad of a daima. If we give a partial marshal, let's say a person takes many Americans have had this experience. If you take appliances that are made for American electricity, which is 110 volts, and you stick it in at Israel, it will burn because it can't handle that type of voltage. A person, Kli Chomri, needs to have a base kibble for Kedusha that's being poured into it. And if it doesn't have it, it will be overwhelmed and break apart. So, just like Nadav and Aviyu, they went into Kodesh and were overwhelmed because it was a Shaloi Tzivisi. They were overwhelmed by it and they couldn't handle that amount of Kedusha. The same thing when a person uses Kedusha for his own purposes, he is destroying himself. So anytime a person uses it for, a person tries to take Kedusha to be mechaberet el achoil, then he will destroy the chol with it. Let's add, for instance, if a person sits and learns, and he learns l'shem shemayim, so what he's doing is he's attaching the Kedusha's atayra to the chelik of his self. That's neshamadik. That's ruchnistik. That's fine. That's a good match. And it has the kalim to be makabel Torah Solikim. If a person decides to take Torah and attach it to a sense of covet, so then he's pumping something of Kedusha into a metzias that can't handle it, into a metzias chomri, and it will destroy. Just like by Manoach, when the Malach came, she said, we're going to die. He said, we're going to die. Moshama elekim reinu nomus. Why? Ki ein lo adam gashmi metzias en reptolim. That's the same reason why in by Matan Torah it says, yotze nishmosim davrilai. A person is overwhelmed with it, and the person can't handle it. V'chein kasha adam v'skabali es nene midovos shuchelek shamayim chayim misa. Anytime a person tries to be nene from Shem Shemayim means he's using things that are the etzem shayach to Shemayim and trying to power his own self with it. L'kach koma d'yishtamish b'tag ha'cholef sh'atayri hi tichlis v'nevdeles min ha'odom sh'ubal chayma. Tayri is something which is above Adam. In other words, all other yanim mitzvahs are kind of soul shayach to the world of Adam. But Torah is something which is very, very, you know, this injunction against using it for yourself, it certainly is not nice to shake a lulav of an esrig, so that everybody should see how wonderful you shake a lulav of an esrig and give it a lot of covet. It's certainly not a good thing, but there's no klola, or there's no azar of the shavash b'tarkacholef. It's only over here because Torah is be'etzim something that's very nivdol. And the person himself, in as much as a person is a Baal Chaymer, he doesn't have any mitzias with Torah, and the Mela, he's not, he can't handle it. That's also the Indian why, I mean, this is the point to make, by the Kesa Malchus, Bresha Melech, who nivu min ha'am, Bresha du min yira Melech. V'chein ha'ter, hi ha'sechus, Bresha Adam, who sech nivu. I find a few times the music of Kesa, also when we spoke about the spheres, it's the same Indian as this over here. The music of Kesser is it's something that's already not in the person's prima himself, but it's the part of the person that is beyond the person that is shayach to. When a king starts from his head and goes to the feet, but the king displays his being of a different mechus than anybody else by wearing a keser. Ki'ilu, just like the body builds itself from lower to higher, the feet are the lowest, the stomach is higher, and then the heart is still higher, and then the head is higher. So if I was going to add another piece to the kaima higher still, it would be where the keser is. So a keser is a type of Indian that alludes to a chelak that's higher in the person, but it's not tangible. So Melech is a boss of God like everybody else, but he's got something higher than everyone else. Torah is a b'chinas keser of Malchus. It's something which is kilo above the seichel, and it's because it's such a darga, that's why the person is chalaf. It's something which is really be'etzim beyond the person, or the person tries to be mechabrit, he then becomes a chayv misa.
Can I ask a question?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. The lashon of the Mishnah is with the ishtamish b'taga chalaf. Rashi says chalaf is ki'ilu chalaf u batal min ha'olam. The Maral says over here that he's actually mechuyev misa, lashon of chayev misa, which again it seems quite a...
He is medayik, and later on, he is medayik that the reason why Rish Lakish says Mishnamish Shein Halachas is because Cholaf is a light term, and it's not as powerful as Chayiv Misa, so it can't be talking about using Torah itself. That in a sense, is the Maral's diyik himself. At this point, he's not being medayik the Lashon Cholaf. He's speaking about the Etzem principle. And then the next piece over here, he says, and that's why Rish Lakish said it's talking about only Shmei Halachas, because since it's not as strong, the Lashon wasn't as strong as that, while Karkach it was relating to something else. That's exactly what he says. Sinechami. V'cheina teri sech shmash adem v'usechom nivdom. V'tach nikru talmidei chachamim melachim. Kinamina begitin man malki rabbana. Sinema bi melachim yim leichu. So it's called the Keser because there's a certain kind of Malchus from Vaitamir Chachamim. Lemaisa, the sense of it is, in other words, in what sense is a Talmud Chacham a Melech? The word is a Malchus. There's a kayach that comes from force. For instance, somebody who's a marshal and he's physically more powerful and stronger. So a person who's better, smarter, any maila which can translate itself into the mailas of this world, that's not chachamim. In other words, when a Talmud Chacham is kaveh things, it's not because he's smarter per se. It's because he's coming with a chachma that's beyond this world. He's coming, when I ask my chriya how to handle a certain situation, so I'm coming and saying, the Torah says this is the right way to handle, this I'm supposed to do. So their shilton and their shlita comes from something, from a different world, like a melech with a keser. In normally, most people that we say they get their way and so on and so forth, that's all through force. They're better equipped for it. V'chulu. But dov is a goyim shanenem and atoyra seichel nivdol chay misa uvesech nedarim pekonim yayin a taf and asher who gathers this man shoklu a mitzvah seimis gemara that somebody saw him in the field when they were harvesting. Afsi b'sakir b'shakir amtu l'mishta b'nara. He put him into a bag and was going to throw him out. Omer oyle tafum shahrogel gaber, shomu gaber shakir varak. Omer b'vur amchanei b'gamil kol yomu shoy se tzarek b'sal d'omu zeh. Omer, he said, oyle ish mishtamashu b'kisra shal teira. Omer b'abba b'chanam b'reich makom shakir shal teira nekim na oyle. Omer b'l'shavta shal shamash b'kli koyde shenasa choyl nekim na oyle. So it's first of all some ironic this more. I mean his the other choice was would have been killed instantly. I mean he was on his way to being killed. So but on a darg of Ruchnius this was a tchin of Misa. Harei amishtamash adobu should nipu kodesh ma'achas she'en lechibu imo unitchu nekim ha'olam. Ki shnei dvorim she'en lechibu yachim mishabim ha'pochus nitchu she'en lechizim ha'nito. The shayla is, what did he find over here in this piece of Gemara that he didn't that he didn't find before? I mean, the Mishnah says if he mishtamash because of shoteira cholef, and he said oilus mishtamash because of shoteira. I guess the only nekuda that I see is the way he stole the tzu to Bolshatza. So he's saying that it's the same bechina like he used Caleb and the Midrash for himself. So too, am I using this for Choyl would be the same thing. So what he sees in the Gemara here is that it's a bechina of Meila B'Kodesh. That's where the Shtamash B'Tag Cholif is, and that itself.
Could it be that he's bringing from the Gemara that the Nakuda that Torah stays Kodesh and it's a Nakuda in how Nivdal it is? A Kli Kodesh, however Kodesh is, but once you use it, it becomes Chol. It's not as Nivdal as Torah,
and
which
here
is.
It could be, but I don't see why he needs that here. I think he's fleshing out the Etzim Hezber that this is why Mishtamish B'Tag Cholif, because it's a Pchina of using it. You're right that Kalim Lemaisa, you could even be. Mechalel. And Torah stays always Kodesh, so it's like Moshe Ma'adav Adomim. If you touch a wire, a live wire, but sometimes, you know, you have a circuit breaker that it immediately goes off. So you get a shock, but the touching itself closes it off, and then it's no longer electric. Sometimes you get a wire that's not protected, and then it's always alive. So it's the same type of thing. Good. Vishli Shol. Midoch Yerushalakas Afasha Mishtamish B'Tag Yecholot Mishtamish B'Shashayin Halachis. Belomely appears to Mashmoy. My Hodam Abirham Mishtamish Gisatara. I mean, why? Rishlakish seems to be not adding Mishtamish, but that's Mishashan Allah, that's even Mishashan Allah. But he's saying on, he's bringing it down a dog, and that's the Etam Shat. My Hodam Abirham Mishtamish Gisatara. The Abirham Mahut Shukhashmina Hossam Masisi, and Mishtamish Gagacholif. Ablatach mafarish shlokes and mishtamish mishasein halachas. Ilu bekisa shal teira mamish. Zeu nekam in oilam ki yarfim bel shetza. If somebody is mishtamish with teira itself, that's instantly bad. And like bel shetza. The ubala va mitza pisan kmo shabal bel shetza bebelaria. Abel cholaf eina kolkach bekoyach b'choske. But the word cholaf seems to apply. It causes misa, but it doesn't say it with all that power that Beba Leila he was ikto. So lemaisa he's taking it down a darga. Alei kitzah shatari atzma. The covers of bekan is nisham and gitshme avatshme. Okay, let's hold here a second. So he's saying over here that it's going down a darga, and that's why he says even on a lower darga, which is a person, still the person gets eventually dies and so on. B'chur it's a shkasha from the famous Gemaras of Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, that they stand up for the Torah and they don't stand up for the Talmud Chacham that goes by. mashma from the Gemara that it is a kal v'chomer, that they're worthy of greater kavod and so on. So it could be the difference is certainly if a person is poigim in the Torah, it's much worse than if poigim in a person who learns Torah. Because in the pagam, he's in the pagam, this is pure Torah. This is Torah with something else. When if a person if a person is the father of a Torah physically, it could, that's definitely a bigger pekiah. Mitzad the roya for kavod. The roya for kavod means that I the hair in chashivas. In other words, in a place where everybody's a Talmud Chacham, it says the Marshal, you don't, you know, the standing up is only Machmas Hidur. In the Chashivas of him versus me, standing up is to mark the Chashivas of the thing, clap everything else. So it could be in that or even it's more important. I don't know. I don't have a good test for it. Then he says, what's the hemshchat for? The covers of the kan, why did he put Vishtamish Betagah Chalas as the oisfer of this? He's saying that you have two extremes over here. The Mishnah says that the Loi Moisif Yosef or the Ishtamish Betagah Chalas. So, if you're not eating Torah, the person dies. That's one half of it. If you're taking Torah and misusing it, that you get killed for a different reason. So just like if a person doesn't have any, if a person doesn't charge the batteries, they'll die out. That's a b'chinah le masif yosef. The same way if you are the other way around, if you charge it with a wire that it can't take, it'll explode. In other words, the common denominator is that the chibur of chiyus, the chibur that gives chiyus, is the chibur to Torah. If you stop being mischaber, then you die. And if you allow the chiyus to overwhelm the kli kibul, if the kli kibul you try to do is a chumash to kli kibul, and it's not set up for it, then you will get killed for another reason. And he's saying that so now he's saying a tenet over here that he spoke before about Srara as being chisar, that a person who's not Srara is bad and he's called himself off and so on and so forth. The negachma vachme. Now he's saying that if a person, in other words, in Srara that exists in the world, the Torah Srara, let's explain this a second. If I go and I impose me as a person who has an ego and wants his self imposed on other people, that mahalach is called Srara in the bad sense of the word, and the person himself is called himself a mashpa, and that's the gitchme avachme, all of the things that are bad about it. But the world needs anhaga. Srara in itself is not bad. The world is misnayig. I'll be anhaga. That's the way the world runs. Torah is the srara of the world. If I uphold the srara of the Torah, in other words, what I'm doing is trying to enforce the malchus of Torah, then that is correct. Because kisra shel Torah means that I'm machter the Torah onto the world. So it's saying over here that the only real taga in the Bria, the only real crown in the Bria is Torah. That's Ki'ilu, the Das Elyon, that should be imposing its mitzvahs on the world. Malchus is imposing a certain mitzvahs picture, perspective on the world. Torah is the only taga that exists, and therefore misusing it is not good because you've caught onto the taga. In other words, all of these are in Yonim of Misa. It says by Moshe Yosef, Mayolov Ktolachayev, the Shash Pitagacholov, Shachet Vemeva Misa. In other words, if I, Lamashal, ask a person, what is the chiyus, the makam chiyus in a person, the makam chiyus in a person will be described by the thing, the place where I can revive the person, or I can kill the person. If I stab a person in the heart, he dies. If a person crumples up and I start massaging the heart or pounding the heart, he comes alive. In other words, the junction of chiyus in a person is an akuda that both is the most vulnerable to being killed, and it is the most sustaining in the sense of giving life. That's the pshat over here in the Mishtamish, all three of them together. That there is something which is the Nekuda Sachayim, because that's the Chibat Al Yayim. If you have no infusion of it, you don't have a Messias, and if you misdirect it into a Kli that's not Shayach fit, it will also kill you. Since it's a Kli of Chiyus, it goes both ways. That's his pshat. Okay, any shahadas?
Yeah, the Ramchal speaks when he describes Kedusha, when he speaks at the beginning that Ilui Gadol Labria, that they should become tawful to a person who's a Kaddish. I never understood, you know, this Gemara in the Dharam. I mean, if you have a Tana Aleiki, like a Tarfon, you know, Kol Hanis and Darin Latamat Chacham Ki Ilu Menasech Yan Al Gabi Mizbeach.
Right.
How does it pass Bechlau Abachina that he's being Mishtamish Bechisr Shal Teira? I mean, he's a Shtik Teira. There's no... Everything about him is Teira. That's called he's being Mishtamish Bechisr Shal Teira.
The question is very much Pitzad the Kavanis Hamekabel. In other words, if I train a kid, let's say I go to a kid and I say, you've got to give me a dollar, or you've got to give me a candy, whatever it is. So if I'm doing it only to train the kid, then the pshat is that money is going for chinuch, and I'm the mechanech, and the kid, it's the best thing for the kid, most special thing, to give that dollar or candy, whatever it is that I ask for. If I want it for myself, Then I exist in two facets. I exist as a teacher, and then it's pure chinuch and atav and chesed that the dollar comes for, and that's great. I exist as a human being, and I like somebody else's dollar, and another dollar makes me feel good. And then I'm gazing the poor kid. The problem was Reb Tarfin here was talking to himself, and he was saying to himself, "Oy vey, I'm going to die now." In other words, it was a moment of. Every person, when he's going to be killed, is you know, there's a tiger for himself. So now, if the other person would do it, the Gemara says, "Haroitz alenas yehene," I forgot kehu, and haroitz loylehenas Shmuel and Moshe. In other words, you can take hanof from people if you're doing it only the Shem Shemayim. The path was choishes. It's mitzat the other person, mitzat me. I'm supposed to say to myself, my giving to the Talmud Chacham is the pshat of its Torah, it's not the person himself. The person himself has to always be chayish himself. If his kavanis are not l'shem shemayim, then he is automatically, he's putting his own packet, so to speak, instead of Torah's packet. So Reb Tarfon was worried about it. He's like, you know, that's the choish himself.
Right.
So, can't say automatically, I'm a gevalik talmid chacham, so I'm mismahana me, then it's a big mila. I have to choish myself. Is it me b'teiras teiru, or is it me b'teiras myself?
So, like in let's say personal hanhaga, any time, let's say a person wants to be mechabed, you know, a younger man or a rav or whatever it is, so that person, unless they mamish feel that they're doing it to be miyakir, the Torah in the eyes of that person,
right. That's
them. They're bordering on, you know, chalaf. They're bordering on chayiv misa. If any time they're taking any type of hanah, and they're not doing it kol kulei, you know, l'shem shemayim, the pshat is they are being mishtamish because of shal Torah.
Exactly. That is the any time the person has some sort of sense of self. The Parashah used to speak about it also, that when a person, if you speak about Kavod, when a person feels any sense of self, enough from it, then it's going into the wrong outlet.
That's what it's saying. Okay.
Have you stopped?
Yeah.